Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: bomb threat leads to cancellation of experience-sharing conference in Hong Kong. CCP involvement suspected. Chinese audience finds hope and deep meaning in Shenyang. Melbourne, Australia. Falun Gong practitioners participate in Australia Day Parade. Bulgarians support lawsuits against former Chinese dictator. Surveillance leads to more arrests and trial without legal representation. And cancer patient makes astonishing recovery after learning Falun Dafa. Now for the stories. Bomb threat leads to cancellation of experience-sharing conference in Hong Kong. CCP involvement suspected. The annual Falun Dafa Cultivation Experience Sharing Conference in Hong Kong on January 17, 2016, was canceled after police received reports of a bomb threat. The incident was believed to be premeditated and instigated by a group associated with the Chinese Communist Secret Police, aimed at ruining the event. Over 1,600 Falun Gong practitioners from Hong Kong and surrounding regions gathered at the BP International Hotel in Kowloon for an all-day experience-sharing conference on January 17th. Outside the hotel were members of the pro-Chinese Communist Party Hong Kong Youth Care Association, who hung many banners defaming Falun Gong and its founder, Master Li. They also used loudspeakers to make noise and broadcast slander against Falun Gong in attempts to interfere with the conference. The Youth Care Association is closely associated with the 610 office in China, the Communist Party-run secret police-style agency set up to carry out the persecution of Falun Gong. Just before noon, Hong Kong police ordered the evacuation of the hotel, saying that they had received an emergency call informing them that a bomb had been placed in the building. The conference was interrupted. Falun Gong practitioners were directed to nearby Kowloon Park to wait before re-entering the hotel. They held group meditation and read Dafa books while waiting. The conference did not reconvene since police kept the venue floor locked down past the scheduled event time. Hong Kong legislators investigate the incident immediately and stop acts of terrorism. Members of Hong Kong's legislature and democracy advocates condemned the bomb threat and thought it could have been instigated by the Chinese secret police. They requested that police investigate and bring the perpetrators to justice as soon as possible. One pro-democracy lawmaker said, "They, the Youth Care Association, want to block the Falun Gong event. They called the police to report a bomb threat." He stressed that the Hong Kong government should take this type of terrorist act seriously and hold the perpetrators responsible. Otherwise, such issues may continue. This incident was directed at intimidating Falun Gong, and other groups could be targeted in the future. Another pro-democracy lawmaker appealed to the police to investigate the incident, stressing that Hong Kong society would not tolerate these types of threats. A similar bomb threat occurred in the Legislative Council on January 14th. A spokesperson from the Defense Alliance of Hong Kong Liberty condemned the Youth Care Association, which was connived by police to interfere with Falun Gong events after Leung Chiu-ying, the current chief executive of Hong Kong, took power. He felt that the bomb threat may have been masterminded by the Chinese Communist Party. He urged police to arrest the perpetrators. A Hong Kong Falun Dafa Association spokesperson said of the hoax bomb threat, "This is a case of the Chinese Communist Party's terror and violence reaching into Hong Kong." He added, "We ask that the police thoroughly investigate this matter and bring to justice those who are responsible." He also called on the Hong Kong government and the international community to pay attention to the incident and uphold the one country, two systems arrangement.
Chinese audience finds hope and deep meaning in Shenyun. Shenyun began its 2016 season on December 22, 2015, with full houses around the United States, including sold-out shows in San Francisco, California, Fresno, California, Dallas, Texas, and New York, New York. Shenyun kicked off its Canada tour at the Queen Elizabeth Theater in Vancouver on January 22, 2016. Among the audience were patrons of Chinese heritage who enjoyed experiencing the spirit of true Chinese culture through Shenyun. There's hope for China. Lily, a business owner from China who attended a performance in San Francisco, said, "Shenyun can save China. There's hope for future mankind. There's hope for China." What Shenyun advocates is truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. "Everything presented is positive," explained Lily, She said she could feel a special power in the performance. She also expressed her wish, "Go to the mainland, Shan Yun. The meaning will be so significant. Otherwise, people in mainland China will really lose their chance." "It's the pinnacle of art," said Mr. Luo Yu, a former Chinese Communist Party official and son of a close associate of Mao Zedong. He attended the performance at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia on January 9th. He said it reveals a deeply true and sincere feeling in oneself. "I hope Shan Yun can go to perform in China as soon as possible." Mr. Luo stressed the importance of the culture that Shan Yun presented, saying China's traditional culture is at a very high level of morality and belief. "Precisely what's missing in China today, what's been lost is morality and self-cultivation. That's why there are so many crises in China." He continued, "So if everyone could just watch this show, then it would have a great impact for spreading traditional culture and uplifting morality and belief in China." Shan Yun will continue its tour of the United States with January performances in Escondido, California, North Charleston, South Carolina, and Syracuse, New York.
Melbourne, Australia. Falun Gong practitioners participate in Australia Day Parade. The annual Australia Day Parade was held in downtown Melbourne on the morning of January 26, 2016. The local Falun Dafa Association was invited to participate. The Divine Land Marching Band, consisting of Falun Gong practitioners with blue and white costumes, were eye-catching in the parade, which took place on a nice day with clear skies. The band was in good order and high spirits as they performed their music, which touched the spectators. Following the band were Falun Gong practitioners demonstrating the exercises and a well-decorated lotus flower float. The Falun Gong procession won acclaim and applause, and many spectators took photos and videos. The host introduced the Falun Gong procession by saying, "Falun Dafa is a practice based on truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. There are practice sites in Victoria and other places in Australia. It has spread to over 100 countries. As you may have seen or heard, the Divine Land Marching Band is composed of Falun Gong practitioners. Thank you, Falun Dafa. I am moved beyond words." Giuseppe from Italy said excitedly after watching the band performance, "Though there are several bands in the parade, the Divine Land Marching Band impressed me the most. I am moved beyond words." He praised the performers and the melodious music. He said, "If everyone followed truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, the world would be peaceful. I thank the band for the nice performance." Mr. Liu, who immigrated to Australia, said, "The Chinese tourists must be proud, as there is no such splendid performance in China." Sandy Senesi from South Africa said, "The performance of the Divine Land Marching Band was so graceful. I am happy to see that the Chinese community participates in the parade." He said that the Chinese Communist Party was afraid of democracy, and depriving people of their rights is awful. He found it despicable that the CCP's live organ harvesting occurs in modern civilized society. He said that the CCP should disappear. Mirren from Canberra said, "The band performance was great. Respecting human rights is a basic value. Everyone should have freedom of belief. Falun Gong practitioners are brave and conform to Australian values. I wish them success."
Bulgarians support lawsuits against former Chinese dictator. Falun Gong practitioners in Sofia, Bulgaria, set up an informational display next to the Serdica metro station on January 23, 2016. Despite freezing temperatures as low as minus 8 degrees Fahrenheit, many pedestrians stopped to learn about Falun Gong and sign a petition in support of the effort to sue the former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin, who launched the persecution of Falun Gong 16 years ago. Since last May, over 200,000 persecution victims have filed criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin for his brutal crimes. One young man who stopped to sign the petition said, "Organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners is not acceptable. It's horrific and inhumane." A woman walking by in a hurry said to a practitioner, "I am against organ harvesting and I support your actions. There should be more people working on stopping the brutality. You are doing the right thing." Background. In 1999, Jiang Zemin, as head of the Chinese Communist Party, overrode other Politburo Standing Committee members and launched the violent suppression of Falun Gong. The persecution has led to the deaths of many Falun Gong practitioners over the past 16 years. More have been tortured for their belief and even killed for their organs. Jiang Zemin is directly responsible for the inception and continuation of the brutal persecution. Chinese law allows for citizens to be plaintiffs in criminal cases, and many practitioners are now exercising that right to file criminal complaints against the former dictator.
Surveillance leads to more arrests and trial without legal representation. A couple from Tianjin was arrested on March 2, 2015 for practicing Falun Gong. The authorities approved the arrest on April 8th and held a show trial on November 30th. They were tried without the presence of lawyers, and the judge ignored the couple's request to postpone the trial until their lawyers were available. The couple's family and friends were arrested outside the court building when they came to observe the trial. The couple's lawyer filed complaints against the judge for violating established legal procedures on December 18th. The husband also filed a complaint on December 30th, charging the judge and the prosecutor with ignoring legal procedures during the trial. Mr. Zhou was previously a railway design engineer from Tianjin. He was detained for 9 years for his belief. Ms. Li, his wife, was given a labor camp sentence twice for collecting 2,300 signatures calling for his release. After Amnesty International issued a press release highlighting his case and the signatures, the authorities released Mr. Zhou in April 2012, but continued to detain his wife until November 8, 2013. Police harassment since 2013. When Ms. Li was released, prison guards videotaped more than 100 family and friends who came to the prison doors to celebrate her freedom and prevent the police from taking her to another detention center. Many of them were arrested 1 week later. After Ms. Li returned home, at least 4 police cars followed and monitored the couple during the first week. The couple had to move to a new home. The police then repeatedly harassed Ms. Li's parents in Tangshan City. When the police discovered where Mr. Zhou worked in September 2014, they demanded that his employer perform a background check. The police monitored the couple's car and followed them home. The couple had little choice but to move again. Police hacked Ms. Li's computer and cut her phone line at work. 3 plainclothes police officers, pretending to be from the local water company, entered Ms. Li's office in late December 2014. Ms. Li's boss later discovered that the police had installed monitoring software on her computer and phone and also destroyed her electronic book reader. Internet police have since repeatedly hacked into Ms. Li's work computer and phone line, sometimes disabling them. The couple heard a strange sound from the bottom of their car while driving on the highway in February 2015. The repair shop found a surveillance monitor attached to the undercarriage. Several days later, the couple was arrested at home.
Cancer patient makes astonishing recovery after learning Falun Dafa. My husband and I began practicing Falun Dafa over 10 years ago. Since then, we've never taken any form of medication. In 2013, my husband's sister was diagnosed with colon cancer and underwent surgery. Her cancer unfortunately relapsed in 2014 and spread throughout her body. While she was hospitalized, she suffered severe abdominal pains. Her 2 brothers were very worried for her and took turns visiting her in the hospital. Her doctor discussed the prospect of performing a follow-up surgery to remove her cancerous lesions. However, she was very reluctant to go that route as she was already in her 60s and in ill health. It was an extremely emotional time for her and her family. My husband and I talked to her about practicing Falun Dafa, telling her that we felt it could help her recover from her illness. However, she was very doubtful that her cancer could be cured without taking some form of medicine. One night, my husband talked to his brother about having her stay at our home. "You know, doctors have no way to cure our sister's illness," he explained. "She is afraid of dying from another surgery and worries about her son being left alone at home. I wish she would practice Dafa with us. We can take care of her. Why don't you talk with her and see what she thinks about the idea?" The next day, My brother-in-law visited her in the hospital. She agreed to give Falun Dafa a try. From previous conversations with us about the benefits of the practice, she knew that it was very powerful. When my sister-in-law told her doctor that she wanted to be discharged from the hospital, he initially did not agree. He allowed her to leave only after she agreed to take some prescribed medicine and sign a waiver releasing the hospital from any and all medical and financial liability. When she and her brother left the hospital, they drove directly to her residence, packed a small suitcase of clothes and personal items, then came to our home. My husband and I read one lecture of Duan Falun with her every evening. We also taught her the Falun Dafa exercises. We never told her to stop taking her medications. After 20 days, my sister-in-law exclaimed, "I believe I'm fine now. I don't feel any pain anywhere in my body. This is marvelous. Master Lee saved my life. I can now take care of myself and my son. I should go home." Before leaving, she told us, "I didn't take any of the medication that the doctor gave me when he released me. It was Falun Dafa that healed me. Now I finally understand why both of you remain steadfast in practicing Falun Gong, despite the fear of persecution. Falun Dafa saves lives. Falun Dafa is great." After witnessing the miraculous effects of practicing Falun Dafa, her brother signed a petition calling for an end to the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Dafa and an end to the practice of live organ harvesting of Falun Gong practitioners. "I will always support Falun Gong," he said. Her son was surprised by her quick recovery and agreed to quit the Communist Party's Youth League. He even helped his mother talk to friends and relatives about quitting the CCP and its affiliated organizations. He told them, "Please remember that Falun Dafa is great."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.